the field of acoustic guitars, classical guitars, guitars in general, contemporary folk and old folk classics, as you have mentioned before. We can hear everything from the pioneer of the genre, American primitive, John Fahey, for example, to some Slovenian elements with the singer-songwriter legend Tomáš Pengo. Jura, you blend an interesting style of techniques and approaches. What can you tell us about your approaches to the guitar? You play a classical. What does the instrument mean to you, and how do you approach it when you're playing it?
Thank you for this introduction. The most important influence on my playing, which based on country blues finger picking style, is of course British folk revival movement from 60s. Guitar players like Davy Graham, Bert Jansch and John Ramborn. In music of Tomáš Pengo, I recognize the same influence of British folk music. But all these guys, all these musicians were singers and songwriters, which I'm not. That's why I'm so impressed about John Fahey and his American primitive style that present the guitar as a solo independent instrument, play it in much more free form out of singer-songwriter's structures, and includes ambiental elements and space for improvising. These things I like very much.
That was really beautifully put. The instrument can shine on its own, and as you mentioned, you make it shine with minimalist melodies, some reoccurring motives, and also the combined cohesive sounds of nature. They all provide like comforting bits and bobs for the listener when we are listening to Trenutky Mehkobe. I think it takes him on a lonely but very imaginatively rich journey into both the self and the world of nature. And I was wondering, what were you thinking about? What did you focus on when you were creating the album? Were there some kind of central ideas, or ideals, or emotions you followed during the album's creation?
I wanted to create an acoustic album with constant flow. I wanted to keep the sound as much as possible like it was captured with microphone at first, and didn't want to create some kind of sound perfection. I want reality. And I think that album has some spontaneous environmental idea.
Very nice. That's nice. I do find that idea of nature is very prevalent in the work. Well, I was wondering, did the recordings invoke some kind of emotions within you when you were creating the album?
Mostly memories of moments and places where the recordings were made.
So it has this also, yeah, this temporal and both a spatial element. I find this very interesting, I think. Yeah, the elements of nature also bring this together. So I think this is a very nice little concept to work with. And yeah, when I'm talking about a concept, I do think that this is definitely marked as one of the most unique albums in this genre or in this direction on the Slovenian scene, because it combines elements of folk and field recordings, and I do think that it leaves you relatively incomparable in today's field of Slovenian acoustic music, folk music, etc. And I was wondering, where do you plan on going from here? Do you have new ideas in mind, new directions?
I want to go on with my work in the way I started with this, my first album. I would like to bring more improvising in my music and exploring field recording deeper in more unknown, a little bit noisy space and sound. These days I'm preparing album Trenutki Mehkobe released on CD format. I will publish it as a self-release. It will not be Zaj's release. Yeah, I want to do this from the start, to have a CD.
Very nice. A little physical markdown of the whole creative process. That would be pretty nice. Just the last question. Given your status as a lonely traveler, do you ever plan on traveling the world with your acoustic guitar, recording nature and sounds from all across the plains of the world?
With this radio show title, I would say Lonesome Traveler. I wanted to capture symbolic meaning of high and lonesome sound and the meaning of exploring music. I don't use this name, Lonesome Traveler, as my second name or artistic name.
I understand that.
Yeah. I like to travel, but I don't do it enough. For now, I don't have a plan to travel the world with a guitar, but you never know.
Maybe one day.
Maybe.
Maybe we'll have a little collection of world recordings from... That would be pretty interesting, I think. Jure, thank you. This is about all I've prepared for today. And thanks again for taking your time to join us in this broadcast of Indre. And dear listeners, we are going to listen to a couple of songs from the new album titled Trenutki Mehkobe. Here are Motna Svetla Oba Dneva, or The Dim Light of Day, and the title track Trenutki Mehkobe, or Moments of Softness. Thank you. Welcome back! You're still listening to Indire, this week brought to you by Radio Student from Ljubljana, Slovenia. We just listened to a couple of songs by Jure Bajt from his new solo classical guitar and field recordings album Trenutki Mehkobe, or Moments of Softness. Now we remain closely tied to guitars, but they are now fully plugged in and electrified. These are the sounds of auto, psychedelic, garage, desert rockers that seamlessly move between melodic krautrock on the one hand and heavier distorted rhythms on the other. Auto have released their self-titled debut under the independent Kappa Records label, and they are coming onto the scene with a beautifully constructed combination of genres and ideas. The album was recorded in impromptu setups across several locations in Ljubljana, which reflects the group's DIY ethos. There is nothing but extra spice and grease for the smooth running machine here. Auto takes us on a cross-desert trip with their song Soup 2. We'll be right back.
You're currently listening to Indire, this week prepared by a radio student from Ljubljana, Slovenia. After listening to heavier rhythms of Auto, we're moving towards a compilation by the label Kamizdat. Each year, the label curates a compilation of songs for Net Label Day. This time, it highlights the works of Flinta artists addressing the theme of authority. Contributions come from Biblip, Ala Pekula, Oka, Veronica Valdez, O.R. Poiesis, Carmen Ponikvar, Prince Lucia, Chaika Ipuhac, and Kikiriki. We'll give a listen to a song called Plurity by Biblip or Ida Hirschenfelder. Biblip is a sound artist and archivist who focuses on creating riveting soundscapes using analog electronics, DIY and modular synths, field recordings, and computer manipulations. Bioacoustics and experimental music are two of her main interests, elements of which you'll be able to hear in the next song.
Thank you.
Well, the show is coming to its end. You have been listening to Indire. This was the 125th edition of the show, this time prepared by a radio student from Ljubljana. With you today were Ema and Jasha, while the show was audio engineered by Oli.
Thank you for listening. Next week you can catch the 126th broadcast prepared by Civil Radio Budapest. Tune in and stay tuned to Indire.
Indire, independent radio exchange network. Radio show. Co-funded by the European Union. More at indire.eu.